Hey there, welcome to episode 218 of the She's Building Her Empire podcast. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel, and remember, if you ever want to chat with me live, I record all of my episodes live on my fan page every Wednesday at noon central. So come hang out with me sometime. All right, let's go. Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. Hey there, Stacey Tuschel here from shesbuildingherempire.com. Super excited to kick off a brand new series. We are actually going to be covering this book, You Are a Badass at Making Money by Jen Sincero. We'll talk about this in a little bit. If you're new to me, welcome. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years already. I'm a best-selling author, podcaster, wife, and mom of two little girls. And we just finished last week. We wrapped up a five-day challenge, 5 days to your irresistible offer. If you joined me for that, great job, you guys. I had the best time. So thank you so much. Now, I'm actually not live. I am in New York City today for actually this rest of the week for my mastermind that I pay to be in. And it's our last one. We've been in this program together for an entire year. So really excited to do this, but I want to make sure I was still here to give you guys some great content today. All right. So what I want you to do, guys, we're going to be covering this book the entire month of November, entire month of December. I may even come back with January because we have so much content. Like, the book is just so, so good. So I don't have an affiliate link. I am not asking you to use anything to go buy this. I would love for you to get this book and add it to your library. Whether you get the audio, you buy the book, whatever it is, I think this book is going to be a great, great book for you. Now, when I bought this book, I was reading it and I was kind of like, you know, I kind of get this. Like, I think I've got everything down pat. And then I kind of kept digging in just a little bit more, and I really had some big ahas and some big takeaways, and I really had some big things that are going to be a game changer for me in 2018, okay? So because I was so excited about it, you know I like to share. I wanted to come back here, talk with you guys, teach you a little bit, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I have so many topics. I would talk for hours. So we decided to have a series, again, all of November, all of December, talking about this book, okay? So go get the book. Don't wait. I really want you to dive in. Okay. Now, I'll talk about a little bit of an overview of what we're going to be talking about over these next 2 months. But what's great is we are going to do our Plan to Profit challenge coming up the week of December 4th. So it really ties in with everything. We did this challenge last year. It was my favorite challenge by far. I love planning. I love goal setting. I love numbers. I love it. So we're bringing it back December 4th. So that week, we will obviously not have one of the covers for this week or the topics that we're going to cover in the book, but we'll jump right back in once that challenge is over. So don't worry, that is coming. We've already had requests. We're doing it again, okay? No sign up yet. It'll be coming up soon. So here's what I want to do today. I want to dive into a little bit of an overview of what we're going to talk about and get your wheels turning. I didn't realize that money mindset was a thing until about a year ago. I don't think it's a coincidence that my business took off a year ago, all right? I think they go pretty much hand in hand, and I want to make sure that you're not missing out on a great opportunity, and I want you to be thinking about some of these things too, all right? Now, money in general is something that I feel like a lot of us don't have great relationships with money, or people around us might influence us to think that money's really a bad thing. And, you know, probably in the last year or so, I reached out to somebody that had been an affiliate before and said, hey, would you like to promote this program? And it was the program that had the Profit Mastermind. So the Profit was in there. And this person said to me, you know, I'm so sorry, but this is just really not on brand for me. And I don't really want everything to be about money. So I can't talk about it. And if anything, I actually felt really bad. Like, what am I doing? Like, am I all about the money? Am I only thinking about profit and things like that? And I started to kind of get this negative feeling as well. And I realized first, okay, I'm not the one with the money mindset issues, right? I don't want people to think that talking about money when it comes to business is a bad thing. In fact, if you're not talking about money and you have a business, I can tell you, you probably will have some money problems, right? You've got to be careful because we have to be profitable, you guys. I mean, we have to be. And as somebody who's been a business owner for 15 years, I can tell you I wasn't profitable for a long time. My first business, I didn't pay myself for years, okay? It's doing well now, but it wasn't in the beginning. It's hard to start up a business, okay? So we've got to talk about money. And if this makes you uncomfortable or this makes you, you know, just kind of feel a little icky inside, okay, you need this more than anybody. I really hope you stay. I really hope you listen to what Jen Sincero has to say and a little bit of my take on some of my big takeaways, all right? So your relationship with money is one of the biggest things we need to focus on. She really covers it in one of the first parts of the book. Now, I've got some notes here that I'm going to go over because I don't want to misquote her on some of the things that she said, okay? So in the book, one of the things that I love that she said is, all you need to do is wake up to what's holding you back, make new and powerful choices about what you focus on, and smarten yourself about money, and go for it like you ain't never gone for it before. Now, she's really funny. She swears in the book a little bit, so hopefully you do not get offended by that. She uses words that are not words. I have insmarten on my screen and it's got a red line and there is no way to correct it. It's just, she likes to mix it up, but it's funny. And I think that's why I liked the book, right? It was easy to read. So there's so many powerful pieces in there. You know, wake up to what's holding you back. Where are your blocks? Because it's going to hurt your 2018. We've got to figure it out. And I love that she says, and go for it like you ain't never gone for it before. And that's what I want you to do. That's what I'm going to do in 2018. So I hope you are along for the ride. Now, the next thing that she talks about is your focus, okay? So all you need to do, So that was my last quote. So your focus is where your attention goes, your focus will follow. Oh my goodness. Like if I could just post that on a post-it note everywhere around my house, I would probably have a lot less squirrel moments. Okay. Now here's what I want you to do. If you would just put the same amount of time and effort into making your business successful, making money, right? As you do in freaking out about not having enough, saving all of this money, or trying to save all the money, clipping coupons, like just crazy stuff, you guys, right? You'd be in a very different place than you are right now. And that was another thing. I have to really think about, where is my focus here? What am I doing? And, you know, I have somebody that's a competitor in this space, and it seems like everything I do, she does it right after. And it's something where I'm like, oh my goodness, it bothers me. And I keep thinking about it, and it frustrates me. I get fixated on it. And then I have to just realize that I'm focusing on their business right now. I'm not focusing on my business. So I need to make sure that that doesn't matter. And I have to make sure that my attention is on my business. So my focus is on my business. So be super, super careful that you're not focusing on other stuff and other people's businesses, right? So that was a big eye opener for me because I was going, I think I might focus here a little bit too much. And I need to stop thinking of the negative stuff and focus on where I'm going, right? Not somebody else. Okay. Now, this is another great quote. I'm reading obviously notes as I'm doing this just because it's not all my content. So I don't want to get it wrong. So this is something that she said, time wasted rationalizing the mediocre could be time spent creating the magnificent. Oh my goodness. Like if you would look at my book, I have like dog ears, lines, I'm highlighting stuff. I mean, the amount of things that I'm like, gold, this is gold. This is so good, you guys. Time wasted rationalizing the mediocre could be time spent creating the magnificent. How many times do I hear my clients say, I just don't have the time? Well, if you only have a small portion of time, don't focus on the wrong things, right? You've got to really, really make sure you focus on what is right. Okay. So when we put ourselves on the level of others that are either below us or maybe just at our level, we're going to stay there. Like we absolutely are going to stay there. And she says in the book, like agreeing to get really, 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 really uncomfortable, right? Over and over again, like that's what you need to do. And as much as it stinks to get uncomfortable, I'm a big believer in no risk, no reward. So I am willing to get uncomfortable and I'm willing to do things that people may not want to do. Or if somebody says, oh, you can't launch this many times, or you're going to burn out your list, or you're going to do this, I'm like, you know what? you might not think you can do that, but I'm going to try it and I'm going to see. And I keep getting success with all of this. So I'm going to keep getting uncomfortable doing things that people think you shouldn't do or you can't do, or what are people going to think, right? And I'm going to be me and I'm going to push myself. And I invite you to do the same, okay? All right. I'm like so hyped up about this. I can just like feel my energy right now. All right. So number three, we're going to talk about your beliefs, okay? So knowing that money and abundance is all around you. Now, before you roll your eyes, when people would tell me that that was like their affirmation, or I'd read affirmation books and it would say, money is all around me. Like money is abundance. Just keep saying that every day. And pretty soon money will just like show up on your doorstep and your business will take off. I was just thinking like these people are crazy. This is ridiculous. Like what in the world are we getting into? Okay. So I actually believe it now. And I'm going to tell you like the little shift I did in my head, and I hope it helps you. Okay. So here's what I want you to understand is it's not that money is all around us, right? Like you're literally picturing like dollar bills. No, no, no. I want you to think about this in this way. There are people all around us, people all over the internet, people all maybe locally, wherever. They are spending money on products just like yours, right? And they're everywhere. And that kind of money is all around us. It might not be in your bank account yet, right? But, you know, it's out there waiting for you. And when I started to understand that, no, money really is all around me. So when I do a five-day challenge and I go to pitch and I'm like kind of scared, like, are people going to buy? I stop that mentality and I think there are people watching that have spent tons of money on online courses, personal development. They get it. They invest in themselves. It's out there. It's possible. It's up to me to tell them and show them how great of a product I have. So money is all around me. It's up to me to make that happen. And now when I kind of had that little switch, I was like, okay, this makes sense. I think I can handle this. Okay. So just do that little switch with me and start thinking about it. Because when I can say that with confidence, I feel more confident going into a launch where I have to pitch and sell something and be nervous that is anybody going to buy? Is it going to be crickets, right? So that has been a big game changer for me, and I hope so for you too. Okay. All right. Now, couple things, you guys. While I'm going through like week by week what we're going to be doing specifically, I am going to be kind of treating this almost like here's what I love. The reason I do challenges all the time. I love the engagement in the Facebook group. When there is a challenge week, that Facebook group, She's Building Her Empire, is like hopping. Like that's where the party is. I love hanging out there. People are asking great questions. And then after the challenge, it's like crickets. And I'm like, is anybody listening? Do I post anything? Do people care? So I wanted to keep that going because we just had a really great week last week. People were posting every day, really great stuff, really great questions. So I don't want it to stop. So I'm going to make sure that we post in the group today a couple things that I want you to be thinking about, okay? So I would love for you today to go on over to the group, She's Building Her Empire, and I want you to let me know one money affirmation you are going to say to yourself on a daily basis. So for me, I have my affirmations written down in my phone in the little note section, and every morning I kind of go do this little checklist of everything that I do. Affirmations is one of them. I meditate first, and then I do affirmations, and then I read, I actually put a little journal of what I'm grateful for that day. So that's how I kick off my morning. So if you don't have any money affirmations yet, today is going to be the day that you get one, okay? So I want you to get on over in the Facebook group and put that there, okay? Then in the meantime, while you're thinking about that, you guys, I want you to go grab what we have our money mindset non-negotiables. So here's what I did. I was already planning for 2018, and I came up with a list of 10 non-negotiables for myself for 2018, and I'm going to be publicly showing you what they are, okay? So anything that I'm like, I am just not going to negotiate on this when it comes to my level of success for 2018. So I'm going to show you what they are, and then I'm going to help you create your own non-negotiables so that 2018 is really the year that your business just doesn't take off, but it takes off and you don't feel stressed. You don't feel like you're neglecting yourself, your self-care, your family, your friends, right? I want you to be able to have both, right? Have your cake and eat it too, okay? So we're going to put that, the link is bit.ly/her-non-negotiables. We're going to put that link in the pinned post in the Facebook group for you to quickly go over there, get in there, get it sent to you. And then I would love for you to post in the group, okay? Now, next week, you can catch me here on my fan page at noon central. So every single week on Wednesdays when you're going to see me, every week we're going to kind of dive into that next week, right? We're going to dive into what are we going to be covering in this book? So the next chapter. Now, there are 13 chapters and there are only 8 weeks that we have planned for the series. So we're going to try to morph some in together, but I highly suggest going, getting that book and start reading. Even if you get ahead of us, you're okay. Okay. Now, I'm gone, or I just mentioned this in the beginning, but maybe you joined after. This isn't really live in case you've been like, hi, Stacy. And I'm ignoring you. I'm not really ignoring you. I'm pre-recording this. I'm in New York City for my mastermind. I'm going to be there all week, and I'm going to be doing a little behind the scenes, showing you some cool little insights about what we've got going on Instagram. So if you want to go see, check out my stories, check out some of that stuff, you guys, I'll have everything there for you. All right. Thank you again for joining me today. Go get our download, bit.ly/her-non-negotiables. We'll put the link in the comments as well. And then I will see you in the Facebook group. All right, you guys. Thank you again. Have a great week, and I will see you next week when I'm back in town. We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock-solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.